be in a good mood. Well, I've got a feel-good story for you right now on this Thursday morning. Welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And I'm excited to get into a local interview right now, shining a spotlight on an organization that I've recently become aware of, doing amazing work in our vicinity, the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust, or QEST for short, a registered public benefit organization, an NPO, based in Guadaguza. They're dedicated to transforming lives through educational support, mentorship, and community service. They've recently celebrated a really exciting milestone and a big success story. We're going to find out about that right now, because join me in the studio for a special chat representing the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust. It's Paula Green on the microphone. Paula, welcome. Happy Thursday. How are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for giving us the time for this interview.
It's really my great pleasure, because it's such a great story, and stories like this need to be shared. Often good stuff happens and it just kind of doesn't get the exposure that it really deserves. So I'm very happy to be able to give a little platform to this. For those who have never heard of the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust, or QEST, who are you and why did QEST start?
Well, we are four friends that got together with a passion for the power of education to transform lives. All of us with a background in education and wanting to give back, pay it forward. My background has been in the lower grades with early grade reading. The other three trustees are in similar but related fields. And I'm retired now, but I just am not ready to give up and sit back. And, you know, I'm passionate about South Africa, really, and wanting to make a contribution with my skills and experience. So what we looked at was assisting learners in no-fee-paying high schools to get the best out of their education. Wow. Quite a lot of projects do similar work, and quite a lot of projects see the benefit of taking children out of public schools and affording them the wonderful benefits, as they are, of private education. But what we saw there is it's not replicable, it's not sustainable. What we want to do is build, to the best of our ability, help build the system.
Over the last couple of years, since you've started this mission back in 2022, you've been sort of proving the case for this model of support. And now, we've just had 2025 wrap up. Mm-hmm. We've had a host of your little seedlings, I guess, that have come through this experience, starting in grade 9. Six of these learners went through, wrote their matric exams last year, and really, really exciting results coming out of that. I'm going to get to that in a second, but before we get to that celebration moment, let's look at how QEST actually functions. And when people hear, you know, a term like education trust, it can sound a bit sort of abstract, but what does support actually look like for the learners that you work with?
The model is very much about being involved. It's not about giving some money and hoping for the best. We started this thing with three principles. We wanted to give some money for uniform education materials, and we wanted to give also support for curriculum development, and not only curriculum development, but personal development as well. So we work closely with the children. We visit the schools. I was just writing my report for the Department of Social Development a couple of days ago, and I realized that we'd visited the schools 11 times. So we're not there all the time, but at least once a month we visit the schools. And we let those learners know that we have our eyes on them and that we love them. That's a key factor, actually. There's a relationship building that we have achieved. Wow. And when I look at those grade 12s now, from how they were shy and very, very unconfident in grade 9, we can not only see the academic development, but also the personal development. And that's really what it's about. We're helping kids to become the best, their best selves.
Amazing. And just sort of proving the point, let's have a look at the really good news from this last year's matric results. With your first group of learners, we've gone all the way from grade 9 now, finishing matric end of last year. How did they do?
Well, I just want to explain, by the way, that we haven't only been working with those learners, because what we've been doing is incrementally adding a new cohort of learners in grade 9. So we've built the program in that way. So we now have 21 learners.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, these are our first cohort that have been through our whole system, our model, which we were, I guess, testing as we were working with it. And we were unashamed to say that we're learning as we go. You know, we've all got professional backgrounds, but we're all continuous learners as we go. So anyway, the good news story, which I'm so proud to share with you, is that we of those six, we have five now who finished in grade 12. All five of them got bachelor passes, and every one of them got a distinction in one subject.
Wow.
Two of them got distinctions in two subjects.
That's
so
brilliant.
That is... that's very rewarding.
Really, really awesome. I mean, a bachelor's pass, that's university acceptance level, huh?
Yes, exactly.
That's fantastic. And the validation that this experiment works. And now that you've sort of proven the case, it's got to give you confidence with the 21 that you've still got in the picture, knowing that you know, It's definitely possible to get a child through that high school experience in a no-fee high school environment, in a public school environment, and with the right support, with the right mentorship and guidance, to get a really good result, and then a launch pad to the next chapter. And are you still involved beyond matric in offering support and guidance?
We had decided to stop there because we agreed amongst ourselves that if we gave those 4 years of deep and focused support, those learners should be in a position to have done well academically. And we've helped this year learners to get to look at ways of getting bursaries. So in short, no, we won't go beyond this. But right now, when learners are considering options, for example, one of them has got two options to consider, one at a TVET to do a boiler making course, which I think is great because it'll go straight into affording him the ability to work. And
yeah,
then the other thing, it was a BSc in science. So yeah, we're helping them with those decisions, but we're not planning to go further with them into tertiary.
No,
because we're focusing on grades 9 to 12.
Of course, but even just to have that that little bit of assistance with choosing the next path and setting them in the right direction, I think that's really valuable. And the fact that you've now got 21 learners under the umbrella of Quest, and 2026 no doubt going to be another really important year for your mission. For those listening to this who think this is fantastic, this is like a model that works, and you've proven that it bears fruit, I'm sure it's going to inspire other folk in other parts of the country to look at their communities and see maybe this is something that can be replicated. But right now it's working here in Guadaguza. For a listener who wants to help in some way to fuel the mission and to generate another great success story at the end of 2026, for another cohort of matrics, what's the best way to make a meaningful contribution?
Yeah, well, as I'm talking to you now, what I wanted to say is we, in the process of these 4 years, have managed to recruit two very able and skilled professionals, retired professionals, as mentors. And I can't say how much their involvement is important, and we're looking for more people in that caliber. You don't need to be able to give loads of time to it, but you need to be able to commit, because you form a relationship with a cohort of learners or a couple of learners, and then you will be their mentor going all the way through. And the two who are currently mentors in our program, have added enormous value.
Really making a difference in the lives of those kids.
Yeah.
So if you, if that's you listening to this, if you've got skills, experience, knowledge to share, and the ability to make a small but regular time commitment, the impact in young lives being shaped could be massive. Beyond that, if there are organizations out there looking to put some money behind a good local organization, and you know, maybe get a bit of a tax benefit for it as well, is funding an option?
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad you raised that one, because sure, we've done our budget. We know what we need. We don't have what we need this year. We've got a little bit. Up to now, we've been fundraising through friends and family, and we want to continue doing that. But now that we are SARS recognized PBO and can offer 18A certificates to individuals or companies, we need to broadcast that a bit more. So thank you for doing that. We're looking for not a huge amount of money, and we were thinking that one possible model could be that a company could, in a sense, adopt or pinpoint one of the learners for continued support. It wouldn't be a huge amount of money for a whole year, because I'll just tell you, our whole budget for the year is 120,000. That now shares that between 20 learners. It's not massive.
No, I mean, if you look at the impact that money has, and the sort of, if you have to look at it in business terms, the return on investment in terms of you know, creating an outcome where you've got young people leaving school with a real shot at entering the economy, joining the workforce, providing for their families, and it's such a noble undertaking, I think. And I know there are good hearts on the Dolphin Coast listening to this broadcast right now. If you want to find out more, if you want to strike up a conversation and find out how you can get involved, whether it's in cash or in kind, then I would like to point you towards the website, which is questtrust.org. That's questrust.org. And you will find out all about the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust, and about the vision, the mission. And if you want to take down a number right now, a little WhatsApp number, if you want to pop a message through and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. Can I give out a number?
Sure, please do.
Let's see.
Is my number.
082-870-8008. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
All right. Here's that number again. 082-870-8008. That's Paula's number. Paula Green, who I've been talking to this morning, representing this really, really, I think, inspiring operation. Four friends with a passion for education and a vision to make a difference, and nothing to lose, decided to make this commitment, and look at what's happened a couple of years later.
Mm.
I think it's such a good story. I really want to see it grow and thrive in 2026 with the help of the listeners of this station. Let's see if we can move the needle. What do you say?
Fantastic, and I'd love to be able to come back and tell you we have done. There's one more thing I need to say, is the children not only receive, but they also do voluntary work. As part of our model, they also do voluntary work in their communities. So I think that's a key difference of what we offer or what we do as well. So they're learning the value that they have to give.
It's such a holistically impressive model, in a way. You've obviously put a huge amount of deep thought into structuring it and creating something that really does shape young minds.
Mm.
I'm just so impressed. So once again, the website, questrust.org. That's questrust.org. And you can also just Google the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust, and it should point you in the right direction. Otherwise, that number that you can pop a WhatsApp message to, Paula will be manning the hotline, and 082-870-8008. And you heard it right here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Paula Green, representing the Kwasa Education and Skills Trust as one of the founding trustees. And Paula, let's do this again. Let's pick up the conversation and have a little update.
Thank you.
Find out how the year's been getting off on the education front. What do you say?
I'd love to keep in touch with you about it. And halala our learners, halala our five.
A huge
class of 2025.
A huge
halala.
We're
proud of you.
Huge halala. Big celebrations. Well deserved. And that's the story we want to see replicated in 2026. With your help, Belito, we can make it happen.